This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, pay attention. I hate when you don't pay attention. Yes, I dislike it immensely. How's that? That's even better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved with the conversation, there's a lot going on. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the first break. We're going to talk about all the craziness that's going on in government, in the news. The non-invasion invasion force. No, really, just ask them. They'll tell you. Right? I'm going to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. The, you know, I didn't want to go down this road, but I'm going to anyway, just because I want to. All day long, I've been hearing about how they've made it to the fence, right? The non-invasion invasion forces made it to the fence. Now, just a couple of weeks, not weeks ago, what was it? Just before the election, ex-President Oblamo was talking about how they were thousands of miles away. There was no invasion force. You know, there was just a few, people trying to get out of the situation they were in. Remember all that? I heard today that there was 650 of them trying to get over the fence at this point in time. And we saw a video of them climbing up the fence. We saw videos of them hanging out the top of the fence. You know, they used to have these beanbag shotgun things, right? Or water cannons, or whatever it takes to kind of deter them. First of all, they're 20 feet, I don't know, what was that thing, 20, 30 feet in the air? I mean, isn't that dangerous enough? And what I saw there trying to get over the fence, I don't know, maybe I'm just a bad judge of gender, but they look like all men. Yeah, there were some women and smaller kids there, but getting over the fence, doing all that? They were all men. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend being with us. Texting, tweeting, sending emails. Okay, the funny one from today. Well, I don't mean like funny, haha. But the funny one from today was the Broward County election officials could not seem to make or use or get the report out on the computer in time to the Secretary of State. Right, a Broward County election official said late Thursday that the count had uploaded the results of its recount 2 minutes after the state's 3 o'clock deadline, making the machine recount tally void. Instead, the results from last Tuesday's election will stand until manual recount totals come in Sunday at noon. In another direct accusation of deliberate misconduct by Florida election officials, GOP Senate candidate Rick Scott's campaign accused the Broward County Supervisor of Elections, Brenda Snipes, of intentionally submitting late results to invalidate them. In the recount, Scott's Democratic opponent, incumbent Senator Bill Nelson, lost more than Scott did, with a net gain of 779 votes for Scott. See, they don't want you to see that it wasn't changing anything. They don't want you to see that the guy was actually losing more. Right? The news of the bungled ballot count comes after Snipes boasted about never missing a deadline. We're excited to be at this point, she said. Later, Snipes acknowledged that the results were in progress when I came out to be made, when I came out and made the statement. An election like the one we just finished almost has so many moving parts, so many components, Snipes said. I'm pleased that we were able to accomplish what we did accomplish in the period of time that it was available. Oh, and blow it just after the wire so we could go back to a hand count. Just amazing. No, nothing to see here. Everything's been done above board. Basically, I worked my blank off for nothing, said Joseph D'Alessandro, Broward County's election planning and development director. D'Alessandro said that he had a hard time uploading the results because he wasn't familiar with the website used to send them to the Secretary of State. We uploaded to the state 2 minutes late, so the state has chosen not to use our machine counts. They're going to use the first unofficial results as our second unofficial results. Huh? What? Broward has been under a microscope since the recount was ordered Saturday. Now, look, they have continued to have trouble. They continue to have issues. Get her out of there. Give Snipes her walking paper. Give her retirement. Say goodbye. Have a nice day. And don't let the door hurt you on the way out. Remember, earlier this year, a judge found that Snipes had illegally destroyed ballots in a 2016 congressional contest. Right? It's just amazing. So, because of that, because of what she did in 2016, the state had to pay more people to go to her office during this election to oversee her. What good that did. Kind of hard when you start hiring aunts and uncles to watch over what, you know, auntie's doing over there. It would have been both surprising and shocking if they'd actually started the recount on time and completed it on time, Kathy Lermar said, principal of the Lermar Law Firm in Florida. Protesters have been camped outside Broward's Lauderhill recount site for 6 days. Some carried signs that read, "Corrupt Snipes, lock her up, busted Brenda," and "I trust Michael Avenatti more than Brenda." I like that one. I would have carried that one. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. The guy you're waiting for will be here after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate so much. God, that'll curb your appetite. Look at a picture of that. Anyway, always a pleasure having you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. I know the guy that you've all been waiting for. Corey Duncan joins me as he does. That's the only reason they tune in on nights like tonight. They're waiting to hear you. Is Carrie going to be on tonight? Is Corey going to be there? Is Corey going to be on tonight?
Yeah.
Why don't we just give out your cell phone number? They can call you direct. What do you think?
Hey, you know, I'm a one-on-one person. You know?
There you go. I told you.
I don't spitball from the balcony.
Oh.
I gotta say something to tell you to your face. But anyway, thank you for allowing one of the most hated people in this movement and on your show. And so I'd like to thank you for having me appear on this part of the segment of your show.
We only have highly hated people on this show. Let's just be clear about
that. Oh, that's fine. I've been a villain all my life, so that's fine.
Oh, God.
That's okay. Because you know how I always feel? The more people that dislike me and hate me, the more people like me and understand what I'm doing. So that's fine. Actually, as a side story, that happened last week. I had some people take my wife's comments, and they did exactly what I said that they was going to do, and actually the people sat back and watched it, and I'd like to thank them, because not only back during my early days, my friend, I'm the Dennis Rodman, I am the Charles Oakley of this movement. I will make you foul out, and I made about two or three people foul out last week, and they fouled out, and the people say, hey, you said that they was going to respond like that, the ignorant and belligerent way and the ghetto way that they are or whatever. And, their little supporters. But guess what? Thank you, because I got 12 new supporters of our movement, and then 4 of them is there. So I thank you and stuff, because guess what? My mother always say, if you're not talking about them, then they shouldn't answer or act the way they act. That's fine, because you know what? At the end of the day, I can sit back and laugh, because it's not about me. It's about something else. So,
well,
But anyway.
This stuff gets all out of hand. Okay, so here we have an African-American woman. I'm using their words, not mine. All right, so because I'd have different words. But we have an African-American woman running for governor in Georgia. And you question her vote, or you question the votes or the vote process, and guess what they call you? A racist, right? Then you've got Brenda Snipes, another African-American woman who should be in jail by now after the last election cycle, who's defied a judge's orders several times, right? She can't seem to get it right. You criticize her, and what are you? A racist. You say anything about Barack Obama? They are still using the same old tired lines. But what freaks me out is they're still scaring people with those same old tired lines. You know what I'm saying?
Well, to be honest, they're not scaring them. What it is that we have a lot of people that take and it's not an answer for this, but just the word stupidity. And if you're going to sit up and allow people to, the left has always been that. The left has always been a group of people that are, they're idiots. And they do anything, they can't stand losing, even if they lose and it's, it's straight down the line. And that's just how they are. I mean, is that, at least, the one thing that I would like to explain to a lot of people is, why waste your time arguing with people that you already know are brain dead? They're brain dead. And this guy started by the fire starter, Mr. Sotoro. He's the one that started all this race hustling, and you can't say this. We could go back to prior to Barack Obama, and then we could start actually being men or women. We can start being adults. We can stop fence straddling and doing all of this other stuff. Cause it's like, I just don't get it. But one thing I want to say is, and I'm not going to say all or everyone that's a part of that, but you have people that's on the left and the right. You have people on the right that act like lefties.
Yeah.
You don't have people on the left that act like righties. So I'm trying, it's beyond me with a lot of us that I think we just have our priorities not in order and stuff. But to get back to, that's what you're going to have. Liberalism is a sickness. Socialism is death, pretty much. And being a Democrat, And we had this walk away movement and this and that, and then a lot of these people walking away to people that don't even have a they don't have a clue what they're doing. They just want you to follow them and to understand and to continue to support them or their network show or whatever like that or whatever it's supposed to be or whatever, you know, whatever trailer they broadcast it from. But anyway, and so, anyway, you know, the whole thing with this, you want them to walk away to what? You don't have an agenda. You don't have any goals. What goals is it that, you know, so that's why I say you gotta have something. You can't ask a person that's not educated about what's going on and then have them take and go to another movement or whatever like that. And you don't have your stuff in order, because what's going to happen is they're going to wind up leaving you guys alone and they're going to go back to the liberals. So, you know, but that's just my opinion.
No, you know what? It just gets worse and worse and worse. And then what happens is a lot of people who don't want the aggravation, you know, they don't want to have to deal with the crazy, so they don't say anything, they don't speak up. And that's my concern. My concern now is we've got this group of people, and a large group of people, that kind of sit back and go, okay, I won't say anything, so I'm not going to oppose or defend, but I know I'm going to vote for Trump, or I know I'm going to vote for so-and-so, but I'm not going to say anything about it because I don't want the aggravation. Well, they win. They still win. I'm not saying you have to get in their face, but you shouldn't be afraid to let people know what you stand for, who you're going to vote for, and that kind of stuff. There is a sense of fear. You know, the Bible says that fear waxes you feeble. You can't move. You can't do anything when you're afraid.
Right. Right. And a lot of people are afraid to speak up and say that. So it's like anything in life, that when you're a lone wolf and you're not following the clique or whatever, that's how it is. That's what creates all of the haters.
We got to go for a quick break. It'll give you time to grieve, because there's a elementary school that's grieving for the death of the millions of turkeys happening over the Thanksgiving weekend. Anyway, I'm Joe Senior. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
To the Senate race in Florida, the winner still not certified, and now there will be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Under the law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, it triggers a manual recount. And seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up 208 points, the NASDAQ up 122, and the S&P 500 up 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Those is my people. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him on because I know you're chomping at the bit to hear what he has to say. You know, I always have a ball when Corey Duncan joins us because, really, I could light him up and go make myself a sandwich and come back. And, you know, anyway, always a good time with him. So listen, go ahead.
I love everybody. Your humility. I love your humility.
Well, hey, you know what? It's true. People always say, well, Corey be on Thursday. What time's he coming on? Let's get it straight. He comes on every Thursday unless one of us is sick. He's on at the same time in the first hour. And if you can't get that straight, maybe this isn't the show for you. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I just come on and I say what I got to say. I mean what I say and I say what I mean. If you like it, you like it. You don't. I don't give a you know what. So I could care less. I've been stopped caring a long time ago about what people say or think. Until you start paying bills, paying me and my wife bills, then you know I could care less.
Then we don't care.
You know
I love all the people or the couple of young people that I'm aware of that just got elected to Congress. We have an ex-bartender that just went to Congress, right, and out of New York. And, you know, she wants to give free everything to everybody while she's getting paid. I wonder if she's willing to give her $174,000 a year up to, I don't know, the poor or something like President Trump does. You know, because she doesn't need money, right? Everything's free to everybody. We had another very young person in my area that was elected to office who never really has held a job, if you would, or never really had to make the decisions that you were going to have to make in Congress. And you're going, how does this happen? I mean,
you're having too much fun with that one. Oh, you touched the nerve. I was going to say something. I think there's a lot of people know that I'm getting ready to say something about, but I'm gonna hold that one. Well, about people freeloading and living off all of the people. I know a couple people like that or whatever, you know.
No, it is an irritant to me, though, that we've gotten to the point where we like somebody's personality, we like how they look, they have the right letter in front of their name, so therefore they have to be elected. And you're saying to yourself, what have they done? What decisions have they made that affected themselves enough to where now I'm comfortable with them making decisions for other people? Seriously. They don't realize the seriousness. They've made these things so political that they don't care anymore who else they hurt. And you're seeing more and more of this happen. I love the one from New York that was the Democrat that was protesting Nancy Pelosi, and you're going, hello. You know she can make your life a living hell, right? It's too dull to know that. But anyhow, what do you got to say about that, Corey? You must have something to say about that.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you know, the one
she's
thing...
She's your favorite.
Yeah, Miss Botox, 2018 and 19. Yeah, we know what that is that you're shooting in your face. Yeah. But anyway, you know, what's interesting to me is that all of these people, Ms. Pelosi and the rest of these knuckleheads or whatever like that, you know, they're there, and that is one of the very reasons why you cannot get anything done is because of people that stand in the way of progress. That is why they want to make excuses and this and that. You know, the most fascinating thing that I've ever seen is a lot of people argue about things, and the answer is right there in front of their face. But due to ignorance, due to not being educated enough to understand that you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people that's pushing agendas, either right. Democrats or Republicans or whatever, and they push these agendas. And, you know, I love to go back to what President Trump said the other week. He said that the reporter said to him, well, if you do this, you do this. And President Trump was just like, you know, for all his tweets and everything, he was the bigger man. And he said, hey, look, you've got to do something. I mean, if I do this and they do that, then we'll get nowhere. And he understands that's a businessman. And I understand totally where he comes from because, you know, I'm dibbling down in a lot of projects and business that's going on with this part of the movement. And you have to give, I mean, even though it's not dealing with politics, but the thing of it is the fact that people need to understand that, you know, I remember one time he voted on something or he did something or whatever, because I don't keep up with it no more. And they were like, well, is he turning his back on the conservatives or the Republicans? He's not turning his back on the Democrats, I mean, on the Republicans. He's trying to get things done because he understands. See, people that don't know anything about business or know anything about negotiations or know anything about that, shut up. Because if you don't know anything about stuff, that's what you should do. You should shut up until you learn something about it, then talk about it. Let's see something. Let's see a business portfolio. Let's see something that you're doing. That's not, you know, you talking and doing is two different things. Trust and believe. For 6 months, I've seen people talk, and they ain't doing nothing. And I'm like, in 4 months, we've done with one person in particular has been trying to do for almost 3 or 4 years before I came along, Joe. And it's like, okay, well, you know, in 2 months, come back and look where we at, look where they at. And let's see who's talking about doing something. See, that's what I'm saying. It's all about, all this is a game. It's socially engineered to get people yelling at each other, and this when the answer is right before them. Nancy Pelosi and them are idiots. I beg of people, don't get up and argue with these people. It's a waste of your breath. It's a waste of your time.
The woman
has been around. Yeah, it's a picture of the Last Supper, and they throwing somebody, the guards, soldiers, throwing somebody out in the back. That's Nancy Pelosi they throwing out of there. Go look at the back of the picture of the Last Supper. She's one of these people. I ran into a black Democrat today. I know that he's a Republican, and I ran into him, and he speaks just like Elijah Cummings. And I'm just looking at him like, and he's like, well, I want to be a part of your movement, and I like young people. And he's like, it's a win-win for everybody. And I'm like, a win-win for everybody? It's a win-win for the young Americans. You got your priorities, you got the priorities wrong, bro. This is not about making a buck or putting your arm around somebody saying, look what I did. When you didn't do anything.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, no, I love it when people do that. There's a lot of people there like that. And it was a conversation that you and I had in the early days, right? When you were becoming more and more popular and going, oh, watch out for these people. They're a little sneaky. Right?
Oh, man,
they want what you got.
I became popular because of the color of my skin and that I was thinking as a Christian conservative. Let me stop because I know we got some people that don't know what Christian conservative Republican is. Okay, so I'll speak on that or whatever. No, I got a lot of publicity because of the color of my skin, and they needed somebody to speak for them on their behalf. And I already told them I don't back people I don't know about. I'm not going to sit up and think, oh, if I back him, I can ride his coattail if he becomes governor. And so, no, I don't ride coattails. People ride my coattails. That's already been seen in the last couple of weeks and months and stuff. So.
We have people call me or send me emails all the time. You need to interview so-and-so. You need to do this. You should have this person on your show. And it's like, why? I haven't heard from you, forever or whatever. And
well, why don't they get their own show? All you got to do is go on Facebook and get your own show, because we're not on Facebook no more, so I don't know anything about it no more. But anyway, tell them, if they don't like your programming, all you got to do is go on Facebook. Go on Facebook and get your own, then you don't have to worry about that.
There's 3,000 other shows out there every night or every
Praise
day.
Praise the Lord.
And I go, you know what? You don't like this? Just pick one of those. It ain't that. There's something for everybody out there.
Yeah,
no matter.
Just turn it off.
That's right. Whether you have an IQ or you don't have an IQ, there's always a show you can listen to.
You get your money. You get your money, and I make my money. Well, you listen to me. You don't like me. You don't like the size of my feet. You don't like my height. I don't care, because if people took the time to start really looking at what they should be doing in this movement or about this trying to turn this country around in their own little world, they wouldn't have time to sit up and argue about petty stuff.
That's
and cheerleading.
You're right.
And fence riding and all this old backstabbing. Dude, let's get back to being adults and being men and being patriots, being real, true,
and
conservative.
And we're going to talk about teaching young people the truth about history, about being patriots, and about God when we come back from the break. Corey Duncan joins me. He ain't going anywhere. He's got a lot to talk about. We'll be here when you get back from the break. We'll be here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large
or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back with a song you could never do today. You gotta love them horns, man. Come on, knock it off. You're killing me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to kind of wrap up the crazy stuff from the day. And, Corey, always a lot of fun to have you. That was good music back then.
Yes, it was. I applaud you for having on classic music like that, and it's not a problem. Okay, what jukebox you playing that from?
I had to find a machine to play 45s, you know what I'm saying? And
I don't think they had turntables back in your day. I don't think they did.
Just so. Wait. I've been holding back being nice to you because I think you're a grandfather for the 42nd time now, aren't you? Or something like that.
I wanna say a big hello to my son Eric and his wife Nancy on blessing me with two new brand new twins, Johannes and Johan. And Six now. Six grand.
Oh.
Right here, so.
Whoa. Enough. So, you're not that old.
Hey.
What are you gonna?
Hey.
You know, when the Bible said that you'd replenish the earth, he wasn't talking just to you. Let other people have a
Well, when it's all said and gone, I can write a book on that. But then again, yeah. My mother always said before anybody said, look at what he's doing. No, my mom said, you can have as many children as you want as long as you're a dad and a man and stand up and take care of them.
Yep.
So before anybody want to get on the soapbox and judge me, because I know we got some people out there that's like
you know
that.
What,
but anyway, let's move on to the great things today. I want to tell everyone to tune in this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, because me and Anna have a holiday a message that we're going to have on our website. And this is an actual website, not like some other people we know don't have, you know, they don't know what kind of website they have. But our website is www.conservativegym.com. And you can come on there, but you have to sign up. You can't peek. You can't peek and steal no more. And piracy is a felony. So for those.
Now, wait a minute. You know, We need to have a serious talk. You and I haven't talked about this in a long time. But, you know, a guy like you, you should understand how racism works. And apparently, Thanksgiving is a day of racism. And, you know, there's a lot of colleges across the country now say that, you know, it was racist against the blacks, racist against Native Americans, and because, you know, the white people came in here and took all of that away from them. I would think he would be more sensitive about that.
Well, see, the thing of it is, I've been racist. The people that I think that was supposed to be racist towards me weren't when I was growing up. White folks weren't racist to me, and black folks were. Not all of them, but the majority of them. So, I mean, it's cool. I don't have a problem. If I could never say, because I come from a melting pot. My family is a melting pot. I grew up in a melting pot. See, New York, Texas, whatever you want to say now, or whatever, where our home is, it's a melting pot. The thing of it is, just like what we're doing for the Grassroots Conservative Association group, what we're doing, we're giving away 3,000 turkeys next Wednesday. Any of our chapters around the country, you had to go to our website and see where the chapters are. But we have 9 going on 10. I know that's getting ready to come up. Or whatever, Atlanta, Miami, there's a little list that goes on. It's a whole lot of other cities. But anyway, you know, but the thing of it is, we're giving away winter coats. This is not nothing. I mean, that's the thing. And I don't care if they're black, white, Cuban. It doesn't matter. I don't care, because at the end of the day, we're doing a service to all Americans. Whether these are hard times for a lot of people. And the last thing that I ever want to see, if it took my last dollar, I never want to see a child not enjoy Christmas and not be able to, because that's one thing that cements a child. And makes a boy and a girl should always be able to experience a Christmas without wondering, you know, whether I'm gonna have a place, whether I'm gonna have a coat, whether I'm gonna eat, whether, you know, children shouldn't have to worry about stuff like that. And now we're in a time where things happen like that, and it's a lot of sad situations. So I don't have no problem about giving up my wealth or whatever like that, because the thing of it is that you can't take it with you, and you have to leave some sort of positive legacy behind. And, you know, instead of all of us always doing something and have our hand out and stuff and want somebody to take care of me, all of these grown, I wanted to say the other word, but all of these grown people that claim that they grown and, you know, you're supposed to be out of mommy and daddy house or whatever like that. And then you see other people, they doing positive stuff. You know, it's a sad situation. We sit a lot of times, and you'd be surprised, and, you know, me and you and Tammy have talked, And all of us within this movement, and some other people, and I just sit back and I watch a lot of people, and I just have to laugh. I just really have to laugh at how in the world did you get to where you are in this world? You know, and then you're talking about going around young people, and that's why I say, even with this movement, there's certain people I don't want even to deal with.
Sure.
I don't want certain people in this movement to deal with, because me and Anna, this whole movement that we have is dealing with young Americans. We're not dealing with, we don't have another agenda, or we need you to watch this person and cheer or whatever. That's not what this is about.
Right.
And until some of us adults start growing up and start having these backdoor agendas and stuff like that, or I don't like what he says. So I mean, you can give me the middle finger. You can do anything you want to do. You can curse. You can spitball. Because guess what? Every time you do that, as I said at the beginning of the show, I get 10, 15 more. And the most people I get, I will say this again. I met 20 people last week and came up to me and said that they heard what I was doing. And guess what? Now I'm on social media.
No.
Praise the Lord.
No.
Praise the Lord.
I love my people that listen and watch on social media. I get it. That's where you want to be, and that's cool for you. But, you know, we're on 48 stations across the country. When it comes to what's referred to as terrestrial radio, they're great people. They listen all the time. They may not get engaged and involved, but they're listening, and I believe that they're learning.
And before somebody catch feelings, I'm allowed to say whatever I want to say. And that's my opinion, because I've sat back and watched a lot of people, and I see how they play one hand here, and then they go somewhere else, and they play another hand. You know, I ran into a pastor one time, and I think I told you about this. The pastor said, hey, look. He said, you know what, Duncan? He said, let me tell you something. He said, I'd rather have two people in the church than have a full church of people and they just sitting on their hands. I want people to stand up and say, praise the Lord, clap, dance, get the Holy Ghost and everything. I don't want people sitting on their hands and looking at one another and whatever. Those kind of people and especially, you know, you get a lot of people and they get these cheer and they get these pep rally squads and stuff, and you're cheering for something and you don't even know what you're cheering for and stuff. You know, it's just, but then again, that's only my opinion.
Well, look,
Joe, one thing I do, and I deal with the facts. I don't deal with what somebody else tell me. I sit and I watch people. All you got to do is sit and watch long enough, and as Facebook has shown, all you have to do is go to a lot of these people's pages, and you're going to see exactly who they are.
Yep. No question. You're exactly right, and it happens all the time. You know, it's to me, it's so irritating when you see this stuff. Look, before we run out of time, I want to hit something else here. You and I have talked about this before. They just did a study, and this was like a no-duh, really, of the 27 deadliest mass shootings in this country. 26 of them had one thing in common. And I'm not going to ask you to guess because, you know, it could be a number of things. The one thing that they all had in common is they had no fathers. The homes were fatherless. Now, that doesn't mean I'm blaming the moms for the kids, you know, going out on a shooting spree. But you need balance in a home. Boys need male influence, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now,
I knew you'd agree with that. I mean, it's crazy what these people are pushing. And a bunch of, you know, moms think you're blaming them. No. A boy needs, uncle, father, whatever, they need some male influence.
A woman can coach a young man up to a certain point, and then a real man has to step in. That's why we're doing something in June, and we're going to have a lot of successful people that male and female that's really Christian conservative. And we got an event in June, so check us out, www.conservativegen.com. Once again, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on the show as you do every week. You and Tammy are the best.
Always a lot of fun. And you know what? The thing about you that I've always appreciated, and you know it, is you don't hold anything back. You're always real with your conversation. And those are the kind of people I want on the show. Look, if I want foo-foo, I'm 35 minutes from Hollywood. I get all the foo-foo I want over there, right?
Yeah.
But it's real hard to get people to come on and really speak their mind and speak in truth.
Well,
and you got to cut off. You got to go fast.
Right. Appreciate it.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Come on back. We got so much crazy stuff. I got it all stored up. And you're not going to believe it. Anyway, you got to come back to hear it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. All right. You're hot, too. All right. Always fun.